Hello, welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle. This is episode 16, step 12 in learning how to manifest the life of your dreams. Today is going to be really good. I want to tell you this is my 15th attempt in recording this episode, so hopefully I can get it right this time. But what I want to preface this by saying is you don't have to do all 12 steps every single day in order to manifest the life of your dreams. But it is imperative to implement at least two or three or four of these steps on a consistent basis every single day in order to see the results you're going after. This is because the name of the game is reprogramming our subconscious mind. That's what we're doing. If we don't reprogram our subconscious mind, our behaviors, our reactions, our emotions, our results, everything in life stays the same because our subconscious mind rules the day. And we need to get into the subconscious mind and reprogram it, which is possible. It's scientifically proven. But it does take work and it does take consistency and practice. And like any muscle that we're building, you have to keep working at it. So that's why I'm giving you so many different steps to choose from. I want you to choose the steps that resonate with you, but also implement them because I'm giving you variations on similar techniques. And maybe some techniques will make more sense to you than others, but listen through the previous episodes and see which techniques really, you know, make most sense for you, and then start practicing them every single day. And then you will start to see the results you're going after. Because I do believe that most of us have areas of our lives that we're not, that we don't feel the way we want to feel about them. Because really, this always boils down to feelings. How do we feel? How does something make us feel? How is a person making us feel? An experience making us feel? What we do with our day-to-day life? How does that make us feel? The goal is to feel as good as we want to feel, or to feel the emotions we want to feel. So when we reprogram our subconscious mind and change behaviors that are not serving our greatest good, our life just explodes in possibilities and amazingness. So I want to just go back a little bit though, because I haven't done this yet. I haven't really talked about why I'm so passionate about teaching this information. I want to give a few personal experiences here so that you can maybe better understand why I'm so passionate about talking about the law of attraction. First and foremost, you know, I've been practicing these techniques long before I knew what they were, since childhood. I remember my very, very first experience where I look back and go, wow, I really manifested that. I really consciously created that for myself. And this was the experience. I had tonsillitis. It was really, really severe. I had already had tonsillitis many times before. Now, being in health and wellness and being a health coach for so many years, I now understand what caused the tonsillitis. It was the antibiotics. It was the terrible dairy and the food my mom was giving me at the time and all that stuff. But anyway, I had tonsillitis once again, and I was really sick, and my mom took me to the doctor's office, and I'll never, ever forget. The doctor looked at me in the face with a very, very stern look, almost angry, and he said to me, as he was pointing his finger at me, he said, "Don't ever get tonsillitis again. If you ever get tonsillitis again, I'm going to take your tonsils out, and you're not going to like that. I'm going to have to take your tonsils out. So don't get tonsillitis again." And he literally, I mean, he was practically yelling at me. I'll never forget. I started crying instantly. You know, it was very intimidating. It was very scary. This is what a lot of doctors still do. They scare you and intimidate you and whatever. And that's what he did to me. And I started crying. I looked up at my mom like for her to help me. She didn't. She just turned to me and said this. She repeated what he said. She said, "Well, don't get tonsillitis again, okay? Just don't get it again." As if it was my fault, right? I mean, it was insane. Anyway, I'll never forget. That was a very traumatic incident. That was actually probably the very first time in my life at that point that I was actually that afraid of something. I was so afraid of having to go to the hospital, cut my throat up. I had a whole visual in my mind of them cutting my throat open, taking my tonsils out. A horrible experience. I was so scared, etc. So I remember walking back to the car after we left the doctor's office, and I was crying the whole time. And I said to myself, I'm never getting tonsillitis again. I'm never, ever, ever getting tonsillitis again. I'm going to be healthy. I'm going to make sure this never happens again. And I said a bunch of stuff to myself to make sure that this never happened again. And I said it out loud and I said it to myself. We got in the car. I sat in the back seat. I'll never forget. I was still crying. And I said to my mom, I'm never getting tonsillitis again. They're never taking my tonsils out. I'm never getting it again. I'm going to be healthy. I'm never getting this again. And I said it out loud, I said it to myself, and that was it. And I probably repeated it 100 times in those moments. Well, lo and behold, I never did get tonsillitis again. And I remember years later, consciously thinking to myself and remembering that incident and thinking, you know what? Wow, that I consciously created that. I made sure that was not going to happen. I made sure that I was going to stay healthy and prevent that from happening. And that was a law of attraction moment. That was a programming of the subconscious mind moment. It really was, because I literally practiced techniques for myself at the age of 6, which have served my greater good throughout my entire life. Now, that's not to say I started practicing those techniques day in and day out. Now, most human beings experience exactly what I experienced at the age of 6. Obviously, it's just we're either aware of it or we're not. We're conscious of it or not. The law of attraction is always working for us. We can't help it. It's just going to always work. It's always working. It's always working for us. We're either aware of it and conscious of it and practicing it and bringing it to another level for ourselves, or we're just going through life doop-de-doop-de-doo and not paying attention to it and just maybe complaining or focusing on all the things that are going wrong. So there's lots of different ways to go through life. That was the first time that ever happened. There were many other incidents in between. Another example was, I remember being 14 years old and I had a crush on a guy in school. And he was the most popular, best looking guy. Everybody had a crush on him. Excuse me. I was no different. But I remember writing in a journal that I had that Alex Anderson was going to fall in love with me. And I just wrote it. I just kept writing it in a journal. And I wrote it probably 100 times. And I also wrote what kind of car my boyfriend was going to drive. I said, he's going to have a red car. It's going to be like a sports car. And I just started writing out all these things that I wanted. And this was when I was 14. And I don't even remember what prompted this. Whatever. I just wrote it all down. Well, lo and behold, you know, a few months after I was doing this, I met Alex Anderson at a party, and he took a liking to me, and, you know, we started dating, and then he ended up being my actual boyfriend for 2 years, and we had, he was my first serious boyfriend, and he had a red car, and he was... Excuse me. He was really good to me, very sweet and all that. So that was another just example of a manifestation moment. Now, again, in between, I was practicing lots of things. I used to write in a journal, visualization equals manifestation. I used to write that all the time. Now, I did grow up in California. I grew up around a lot of open-minded people. I grew up with a lot of these beliefs were sort of permeated into my being. So it wasn't unusual for me that I felt this way or thought this way, but nonetheless, this is how I grew up. There were many incidences in my life where things were not very favorable and I had lots of challenges in life. There were times I was homeless, I was broke. I've had all sorts of different experiences. I was actually living in my car at one point. I'm not saying that my life was amazing and perfect because I know how to practice these techniques. Because the thing about practicing these techniques is if you don't practice them and you don't keep doing them, your muscle will atrophy. And literally throughout my life at different times, that's what would happen. I would practice it. I would get these amazing results. And then I wouldn't practice these techniques. And I would have results that I look back on and think, wow, I made my life pretty miserable. And I had some really, really hard lessons in life that I had to learn from. So this has been consistent. So the name of the game is practicing. Now, when I personally practice these techniques, they turn my life around. And in fact, you know, I went through a divorce recently and it was a difficult year. But during that year, I was able to bring things into my life that I was really wanting to bring. I wanted to live on the ocean. I wanted financial freedom. I wanted without relying on my ex-husband. I wanted to be able to travel in a way that I had never done before. There was another car that I really wanted, even though I already had a beautiful car. I wanted another car. I ended up getting that. And anyway, lots of things like that I was thinking of. I wanted to take a year off and really clear my head and not have to work. And I was able to do that. So there were lots of things that I had wanted for myself and I was creating for myself that manifested, that all came true. I look back at that year and I think, wow, every single thing that I wanted came to fruition. Everything that I was hoping for came to fruition, including having to do with my own body being stronger, going to the gym and transforming the way my own body felt and looked. And, you know, even that piece of the equation I manifested as well. So there were lots of aspects. So I want to tell you the reason I'm saying this is because I practice every single day, everything I talk about, and it always works. It never doesn't work. So if you're sitting there right now and you're thinking, you know, whatever it is that you're hoping you can shift in your own life, listen to these steps and practice them and implement them. Because they really, really, really do work. And today, what I want to tell you before I get off, because step 12 is really short and sweet, I want you to wake up and I want you to write down today, next day, and before you go to bed two times a day, I want you to write down every beautiful moment that you had. So if it's in the morning, write down every beautiful moment you had the day before. If it's at night, write down every beautiful moment that you had that day. There's always beautiful moments. Somebody smiled at you. Somebody held open the door for you. Somebody paid for a drink. Somebody gave you a compliment. You saw something beautiful. You saw a little baby that touched you, a little puppy. You talked to somebody that you care about and you had a beautiful conversation. You heard something really funny. You heard one of your favorite songs and you just loved it. Just put you in the best mood. You had a really good workout. You ate something really healthy. You did something really great for yourself. Maybe you got a manicure, a pedicure. If you're a guy, you got a massage or you got a haircut or did something that makes you feel good. Or, you know, you spent some time reading something positive. Whatever it is, write down before you go to bed all the things that made you feel good today. And then in the morning, write down all the things that made you feel good from the previous day. So you're going to reinforce all these beautiful, positive moments. That's what you're going to do. You're going to write these things down and then read them back to yourself. You're only going to highlight all the things that made you feel good from the day before and from the same day. So you're going to have to do this two times, morning and night. Do it. It really, really works. This is part of reprogramming our subconscious mind. We want our mind to be associating positive energy and feelings throughout our day. The more positive energy and feelings that our mind is associating with our life, the happier we are going to feel. The happier we are going to feel, we're now in a vibration and frequency of attracting more of that into our life. That is the way it works. It's our reticular activating system. in our brain, which is going to seek out what we're already aware of. It's the part of our brain that is going to look for what we're aware of. So if we're aware of and paying attention to the beautiful things that are happening in our day and around us, our brain is going to seek out more of those things. That is the way it works. And that's part of this process. We want to start focusing on the beautiful things that are happening every single day that make us happy. Maybe it's just getting your cup of coffee at your favorite place every day, and that gives you a good endorphin rush. Maybe it's, going for a walk on the beach if you live near the beach. Whatever it is for yourself, write these things down. Make sure there's a few of these things that you can bring attention to. This is really important. Maybe it's spending some time with your kids, your child said something funny, or your dog, or your friend, or your partner, whatever it is. So do that. Write it down before you go to bed. Write it down when you wake up. Have a piece of paper and pen near your bed, because writing things down solidifies it for us, and it really does. There's a lot to be said for writing and saying and reading and implementing into us, and then attaching feelings behind it. So if you can bring your mind into the good feelings, you're way ahead of the game. That's what this is about. It's about the feelings. So try that and let me know how you do. If you like this podcast, let me know. Leave a comment. Leave a voice message. If you're listening on anchor.fm, you can leave a donation. Subscribe. Go to manifestmastery.life. We have amazing products there. Support the podcast. The intention is for this to be one of the most listened to inspirational podcasts on the air. So stay tuned for some amazing interviews that are going to be coming up over the next few days. And thank you for joining me. I hope you manifest the life of your dreams today. Bye.